time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. We do it every week at this time on the South Shore's Morning News. Great to have you along. I'm Rob Hakala, and our special guest co-host today for the program, sitting in the co-host chair, is Rayla Campbell. Rayla, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning to all the listeners out there.
Great to have you along, and it's time now to bring in David Snell. He's our tech guy. He joins us every week from AxSmart IT in Pembroke. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Rayla.
Good morning, David.
All right, so we're going to dive now into the topic here. We got something, I see the word spyware in here. Okay, so we're already nervous here. This is about Pegasus. It reminds me, of course, of the Star Trek Next Generation episode where Will was on the Pegasus, and there was a lot of secret stuff going on there. Yeah.
The Pegasus.
Okay, now we're going to talk about, this is Pegasus spyware?
Yeah, well, Pegasus, the only Pegasus I've ever known was a winged horse.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
This is a change in that type of venue. Yeah, we're talking about spyware. This past weekend, it's been story after story about a company or a group called NSO and a piece of spyware called Pegasus. Some of the stories have been shocking with allegations that fully updated smartphones can be hacked with a single text message. And this text message, interestingly enough, is a blank message. It's invisible. You don't even know what's there. There's nothing there.
Wait a minute. Okay.
But if it comes into your phone, yeah. That's what I said. Wait a minute.
Okay, because every time you get a text, you usually get an alert, and it has a number, right?
Correct. Well, this comes in with no number, and it's just, once it gets to your phone, it actually infects your phone with this spyware.
Mm.
Okay.
And very interesting.
I mean, I don't want to have it happen, but I'd be interested to see how it happens. So do you not know at all as a user?
You don't know that it's actually on there. And the reason for that is this NSO group makes products that let government spy on citizens. And that's what that's all about. They don't want you to know that they're spying. And it's supposed to be to help government intelligence and law enforcement agencies use technology to meet the challenges of encryption during a terrorism or a criminal investigation. Now, we know that Apple iPhones, if they're closed or encrypted and you don't have the password, the government can't even get into them now.
Okay.
We've heard that on the news multiple times.
And we know that, obviously, they would like to. They've asked for that, what they call the back door or whatever, because they say, I mean, obviously, I guess it's a legitimate argument. You could say, hey, you know, I need to get in this phone, right? You know, because this is, it's a real bad guy, a terrorist, some kind of cell right. organization. I need to get in there, right?
Yeah, that's what that's all about. But this vehicle of this Pegasus software actually gets on that phone and allows you to get reports from it. Everything that you do on your phone, which is photos, messages, audio, video recordings, they're all sent back to the main server so that the government has access to it.
Wow. Okay.
And is it just certain phones or is it all phones? Is it iPhones mostly, Android iPhones, Google phones?
Well, it's all phones, Google and Android and iPhone, although the biggest concern is the iPhone because Apple has for years said how strong their encryption is. No one can get into their systems.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find that that's not quite true.
Hmm. Now, yeah, I mean, that's something that CEO Tim Cook has been proud. He's gone on, you know, multiple national shows to talk about that. So, but is this a way... I mean, somebody developed this, obviously, if Apple says, you know, you're never going to get access to our code, you're never going to get in there. This was developed to get around that?
It was. And
yeah.
It was developed purportedly to help government intelligence and law enforcement agencies. But anything like this, once it gets out or if it gets out in the wild, it can be used by anybody, and not so much for just intelligence or police activities. It can be used for anything. This problem that we had, that we're talking about right now, it actually... attacked hundreds of politicians and government workers, including 3 presidents, 10 prime ministers, and not saying who the presidents were, 10 mm-hmm. prime ministers and a king, and plus 189 journalists and 85 human rights activists. So they're trying to get into information that should be protected.
For wow. extortion, probably.
Could be that, or could be just that some other government wants to get into another government's intelligence.
Oof, boy, okay.
We really don't know what this is all about. We just know that it is happening, and it just came to light this past weekend.
Wow, okay. So, and you were saying, too, that because this is all happening without the user's knowledge, I could get into a phone, they wouldn't know I'm there, and could I possibly turn on the microphone and start maybe doing some recording.
Yep, they can do that, record what you're saying or what you're doing, or turn on the camera as well and record what's happening. Now, obviously, something like that in a high-level government meeting would be a challenge.
Yeah, so every night you put your cell phone in a lead-lined safe and just lock it up and get it in the morning. So, obviously this is being, most of us aren't kings or prime ministers, so is this something that... how would we know about it then? What do we do? What's the solution here?
The thing is, you wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
And you're right, Rob, we aren't kings, although we might think we are.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. So we don't suspect this is going to be happening the normal everyday citizen like you and I. But that's not to mean that if this gets out into some type of a hacker organization that it wouldn't work that way. So there is a way to check if your phone was compromised. Amnesty International has released a tool that can be used for analysis. And there's a guide on how to use it and how to look at your phone to see if this has happened to you on my blog link.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's important for people to check, because I imagine, obviously, once this is known, once spyware is out, there will be other people that are now working to get around that or make it not usable.
Exactly. There'll be people trying to make it not usable, and then there'll be the other guys, the other side. They're going to try to find a way to get this information and use it for their own nefarious uses.
Yeah, that's why you got to keep it a secret, I guess, if you're using that thing. Okay. Well, interesting. This is a Pegasus. It's fascinating. It seems like something right out of a movie plot, but Pegasus spyware attacking cell phones. So,
but high officials, too. So it makes you wonder, how are they not having certain spyware already protecting their phones? Why haven't we developed anything to actually counter? That's what we should be focusing on in the government. When you see, we know we have hackers. We know we have people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
The music's great.
No, I know. Well, it's David's theme, yeah. All right, so hopefully we can figure this out and get a solution. But in the meantime, you can, I guess, find out this tool to see if your phone has been compromised. So, David, you have all the information on the blog, right?
Yes, you certainly do. Go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link and check out your Pegasus spyware.
Pegasus spyware. All right, David Snell at Axe Smart IT, Axe Smart IT in Pembroke. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day. Have a great day, Rayla.
Thank you. Bye-bye.